Paul Wizard and See Me Feel Me, newsakers from the rock opera Tommy. It's 6:11 now with Steve Norris on the Swan Song from WSGN.
Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Also at the Brooklyn number 2, see Sleuth last 7 days.
WSGN weather is going to be fair today and tonight. Rain likely tomorrow, which is... enough of this. High today and tomorrow is going to be about 70, an overnight low tonight of 48. And right now, in the Magic City, it is 35. Speaking of rain, you can kill the rain and thunder now in there. Speaking of rain and thunder, a gentleman who made great fame with rain and thunder and storms has the namesake of the guy who kind of keeps it going for us out at our palatial transmitter estate, and here he is. I'd like to call him up and thank him for all he's done for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ben Franklin. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning there.
How are you today?
Well, it's been a pleasure so far.
how do you mean that?
It's a wonderful Friday.
Yeah, it certainly is a wonderful Friday. I'm going to miss you guys. You know that.
We're going to miss you, too. We don't like to lose some people like you. Now, some people we're glad when they're gone, but you don't
want to. Would you do this for Scotty Brink?
Do what for Scotty Brink?
This. Say this.
We'd be glad when he's gone?
Right.
Oh, no, we won't keep him.
I see.
Yeah.
Nothing obscene now, Steve. All right, nothing obscene. All right, Ben, listen. As you know, the radio station here has not found a replacement yet for me.
Well, they're not going to.
However, several people are under consideration, and your name was brought up. And we'd like to give you an on-the-air audition here. Just introduce the record. Just introduce a record.
Introduce the record.
Right.
So you told me to say, number coming up, and I enjoy it very much, and I'm sure that you will also.
All right, thank you, Ben. Bye-bye. Good luck, Ben. Thank you so much. Stonewall Jackson.
Steve.
Yes, Doug.
That must be a country station you're going to.
No.
Sure?
It is a rock and roll radio station. Much similar to this. A lot of similarities between this. They have a higher pay scale. That's what I needed to ask. I heard something on your 540 news.
You did?
Yes.
Well,
about,
that's encouraging.
About the water levels up where I'm going.
That's right, yes.
I don't know if I'm going by car or boat now. Is it up very high?
Well, it's 12 feet downtown and rising. But other than that, they're having no problems, Steve.
Thanks, Doug. You really know how to...
You're going to love St. Louis.
Make me feel
Louis.
Good. Why am I going to love St. Louis?
Well, the history of St. Louis ties in with Birmingham. You know, Vulcan, I don't know if you knew this, just a little history note. Vulcan, the statue sitting up there is from St. Louis originally. At least it was up there at the first exposition back in 1901 before it came down here.
Didn't know that.
Yes, rumor has it that Vulcan's pants are still in St. Louis.
No, I think they're on now.
Oh, they're on now? Welded them on.
Yes,
you're going to miss it.
You've been wondering why so many people have been taking to riding a motorcycle. You can find... I want you to take part in the Yamaha Learn to Ride Safety Program and bring the whole family. Someday you will own a Yamaha, and it will be from Bellevue Cycle. Why not make it right now? You can see the large selection of Yamahas at Mike Dotley's Bellevue Cycle at 845 Lom Avenue.
I can't sleep no more.
That's Dawn. Tie a ribbon around the old oak tree. 6:27 now. Bright and early in the morning, as you can tell, the crickets are still singing. All these sounds you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, are from the vast sound effects library at WSGN. I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss sitting around listening to pile drivers. That last sound effect was the sound of a full moon.
Yeah. Cousins, you really ought to.
For adults only. 6:29. How about a Carly Simon record?
There's nothing you can do to turn me away.
Six 632, up and at 'em at WSGN, Birmingham. Ball out! Now, on second thought, we're 27 floors in the air, don't.
You are the sunshine of my life.
WSGN with Stevie Wonder here on the Swan Song, and you are the sunshine of my life. 6:35. Speaking of sunshine, I understand that the guys at the Weather Bureau called and said that they were going to really miss the program. I'm going to miss them, too. I'm not going to forget them. I may send them a windsock or something from St. Louis, or a videotape of one of their weather forecasts.
Mr. Car Doctor, my auto has 20,000 miles on it.
I know!
And if you stand here long enough, you'll miss the sale.
I know. Oh, no!
Now, 25% off plus tax an old tire at Sears Tire and Automotive Centers.
It's new, the Value Bottle. New convenient enough for six glasses over ice. The new convenient and thrifty way to enjoy the great taste of ice-cold Coca-Cola. Now at your favorite store. Great for convenience, great for economy. So next time you shop, pick up Coca-Cola in the 32-ounce returnable resealable bottle. It's a real value. The Value Bottle.
W-S-E-S. Don't forget, later on this morning, we're going to be having a famous television celebrity with us who is affiliated with CBS. This is Doug Limerick, WSGN 2020 News. Thank you, Doug. Just want to say you're the best doggone newsman I ever worked with. Steve, same goes for me, too. That's war. Cisco Kid, friend of mine. How do you think I got the job at St. Louis? It's 6:54 with Steve Norris for the final day on WSGN.
Sir, how did you like Fritz the Cat?
Target X, now showing at the Village East No. 1 Theater. Matinee Saturday and Sunday, Econo Hour Daily. Also at the Village East No. 2, see Deliverance, Last Days.
I don't believe our competition can make you the same offer for the price, Mr. Burns. Well,
maybe you're right, O'Connor. Watch that beeping noise.
It's my office.
In your pocket?
No, sir.
Keep in touch with People Beepers. Call 251-0724 for more information. 251-0724, Air Signal International Incorporated.
It is 35 degrees. It'll be fair today and tonight. Rain will be likely tomorrow. High today and tomorrow around 70. A low tonight of 48. 35 right now. A little later on this morning, we're going to be having a famous television personality who is affiliated with CBS. And also, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the staff at WSGN for the wonderful going-away present they gave me. Since I'm going to the show-me state, they got together and bought me some leggings and a raincoat.
WSGN. I'd like to thank the
was one of the meaningful records of our day and age, friends. 6:59 at WSGN Birmingham.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
That's Dobie Gray. Drift Away, kind of what I'm going to be doing a little later on today. 7:03 now, Steve.
Yes, it's 39.
39 degrees.
Yes, you'd best get used to this cold weather. You know you're going to freeze.
I know, it is.
In St. Louis.
Chilly in St. Louis.
That's not all it is.
But we're going to be going up today to about 70. For you people who have to lead a normal life today, it'll be fair today. And tonight, rain will be likely tomorrow. Stand by, we have a famous television celebrity who's going to be our special guest next.
Anyone who suffers some symptoms from this painful private ailment caused by infection.
Doctor tested Preparation H.
You could call Bank of the Southeast a little bank because we own 5 North 20th. Member FDIC.
Steve, I just wondered if there was any relationship between introducing me immediately after the Preparation H commercial.
Well, no, I'm your friend. Now, there might be other people who would get some connection out of that. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have with us this morning a world-famous television celebrity.
First thing I want to ask is Ben McKinnon in town?
Yes, he is. He's in town. He's supposed to call later on.
Is he?
He can't find a slug though to put in the booth.
Is he still at Elmwood, where he's living?
Right. He hangs out there a lot. But ladies and gentlemen, we have with us our special guest this morning, a television celebrity affiliated with CBS. What I neglected to tell you is it's the CBS station in Birmingham, Channel 42. Here he is, Tommy Charles.
I did have plans to mention you on my sports show last night. But
that's right. You said you were going to.
But I had a talk with the management, Mr. Hugh Smith, yesterday.
Channel, well, he's going to be out of a job pretty soon anyway.
Well,
station sold. You might be too.
The station is up for sale, you know, or rather has been sold.
Right.
Application.
We unloaded. I mean, I sold it to an anxious buyer.
So we checked with our lawyers, and they suggested that we perhaps better be careful about mentioning your name while that thing is pending.
It might cause some bad vibes, as they say. But I'm going to miss watching this guy on the sports. Watching all the things that the crew up there does to him.
You know, Steve, rumor has it.
We don't have a crew up there.
No, rumor has it, Tommy, you're going to be the next morning man. Is that right?
There have been some rumors. Of course, I was here back before you were born.
Get
funny,
off my lap, it? Honey. You want to clean her up and get her out of here?
Is that a new French benefit you got here? Scotty Brink?
No, that's just... Fringe is right. Lunatic is the word that goes before that.
We had lunch the other day at Mel Daniels' lunch counter in Pet Hospital. And Steve walked in, and you've cut your hair.
Yes, I did.
And shaved under your arms?
Well, no, that's my face. I realize I'm a little weird looking.
They're very strict up there.
Well, that really wasn't the reason.
I
got tired of getting my hair in the soup when I'm down at the mission. See, that's why I'm taking this job. I'm going to be coming out ahead. And
well, there's no way you can keep from it. I mean, going from here to anywhere, even to API.
You're going to have to be following right behind me, Tommy. Of course, I wouldn't worry about it because you're competition.
Well, there isn't any here.
The people who are trying to dethrone you, you could become the St. Louis counterpart to Gary Sanders. Channel 13 has a sister station up there, I understand.
Well, that's the first time I'd heard that.
And you may have to come up there looking for work.
You mean the same people who own Channel 13
right.
own a station in St. Louis?
That's right. That's right. I think it's Channel 2.
I thought you were moving to a progressive city.
If you want to come up there, you have to be aware of one thing, and that is that they don't have any job security up there either. Lobo. Sure took a long time. 7-Eleven with Steve Norris on WSGN.
The ABC Theaters, always bringing the best film entertainment to Burma.
Coming from Barbers.
We'll be back with our special guest, Mr. Tommy Charles, in just a moment. But yes, Doug, you have something to...
Yes, Steve, I'd like to repeat the fact. You haven't brought it up in a couple of minutes now for those lucky devils just getting up out there. The fact that you are leaving today. This is your last day, contrary to the people in the background. This is your last day, and you are going to St. Louis to KXOK up there. And we are going to miss you. And as a token of my esteem, Steve...
Yes, yes.
...working all these mornings with you as a newsman, I'd like to... I'd like you to have this going-away gift from me. Can you see it through the window there?
Aww.
Can you see it through there? Can you make it out? You might want to... Steve, you might want to... Steve,
yes,
you still
yes,
there?
Yes,
you
yes,
might
yes,
want to bestow this on Mrs. Myers of Springfield, Missouri when you go up.
You got another one of those?
Oh, I wish this were television because I can't tell you what it is. Suitcase. I'm going to be packing today. It's too soon to know it. It's coming up 7:16 now, the old cocky Steve Norris program.
Mr. Car Doctor, my auto...
No. Oh, no!
Now, 25% off plus tax and old tire at Sears Tire and Automotive Centers.
Why is Simon Manufacturing Company such a great men's store?
And plenty of free parking space.
And Billy, I say to you, they have Master Charge and Bank America.
And they fit everybody up size 50.
Fast, inexpensive alterations right in the store.
And Simon is open every night till 9.
Wait, what are we waiting for?
Let's go. See Simon's sensational new spring double disc.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We have a weather. Would you like to do the weather here?
Yeah.
Since the rumor is out that you're going to be my replacement here. That's an unconfirmed rumor.
I called Weidman to find out how to read this.
Right. He was supposed to be here. He was supposed to be here, but he is ill.
Now, he's back now.
He is back?
He came back, but he asked that I convey his regrets.
And condolences.
He said he couldn't get to the top of the Hodo Hotel.
That's inside material, folks. What's it going to be?
All right, the weather for today and tonight. Rain likely tomorrow with a high today and tomorrow of 70 and a low tonight of 48. And in Birmingham, the present temperature 39. I understand they've got floodwaters in St. Louis where you're going.
That's right. That's right. You'll notice, too, this weather forecast doesn't agree with the 42s last night.
Well, it never does.
Bears called for, I think it was...
Weidman used the forecast last night from February 9th.
That's how he got a plague of locusts coming. Now something that Tommy can really get into here.
Cookie, cookie, send me your cone. Cookie, cookie.
Well, now.
Ain't no woman like the one I got. Four tops. 7:27 now with Steve Norris on the radio from WSGN. Last day with various and sundry things going on.
Steve?
Yes, Tommy.
My function here this morning is really to convey messages to you from various personalities,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote, around the city. And,
yes.
For example, Ron Carney. Was supposed to be here today.
Right.
But unfortunately, he lost his voice.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
Somebody hit him in the nose.
All right. Anybody else?
Well, Doug Layton was going to come up and tell you goodbye.
Yeah, he's sure. He's going to be leaving, too, over there shortly.
Yeah, but he's out cutting John Forney's grass.
Yes. All right.
There's several people, and I'll be bringing you those goodbye messages and get-well messages throughout the morning.
Thank you, Tommy. It's 7:28 now with Steve Norris on WSGN. So you
to all the conveniences you'll ever need.
7:29 at WSGN Birmingham with Steve Norris on the last program. I like them lalas. Speaking of lalas, we have Tommy Charles with us this morning. He's our special guest, famous sports celebrity around town. It's 7:32. We can get into the fun and games. As I tell him, 7:30. There might be people going to work.
I have a feeling that instead of 22, maybe 25:15 news this morning.
We're running behind on everything. It's 39 degrees outside right now. I think you can understand commercial interruptions.
You've almost got as many commercials in this two or three hours you're on as I do on my 10-minute sports show.
I think I just passed you here.
No matter who prepares your return or even if you've already filed it, you can still take advantage of Beneficial's instant tax refund plan. Just call Beneficial and tell them the amount you want.
That's Beneficial. You're good for more.
There is a Beneficial office right within the sound of my toot-toot. Four offices in the Birmingham area. One is located at 1826 3rd Avenue North in Bessemer.
What's new?
The value bottle.
What's that?
Coke.
Little thing. Delicious, ice-cold Coca-Cola.
Oh, man, now he thinks he knows it all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we also have a news item to mention. In entertainment news. Do you want to tell them what it is?
Well, I think, the rumor has it, although we have not reached any kind of an agreement, but there are negotiations going on to have me replace you as the morning man.
Right.
And since my day in radio was of another era,
mm-hmm.
and my singing career likewise, I thought if the chance came to be a DJ on the new WSGN, which
right.
features rock music.
You were here at one time, many moons ago.
Oh, yeah.
Many moons.
I thought perhaps I should resume my singing career in the light of the
of the new me.
Right, right. Get into...
My new possible affiliation.
Right, right. I can
So I went over
that.
To Ed Boutwell and woke him up and...
and that was while he was at work.
That's right. And I've cut a new record and I'm gonna preview it here on your show.
Yes, we would like to take this time to... It's a great honor for us to be able to...
It's the first time ever.
The first time ever and... Probably the last. What is the title of the song?
It's Knocking at My Door.
It's Knocking at My Door. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is our pick hit of the week. And this is going to be number one before too long. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute, give me a chance.
Tommy Charles here.
You really got to rip on the break.
Okay.
With the same tempo as I sing it.
Just a little bit of the new record. We don't want to play it all because I don't want to overexpose the thing.
What do you think so far?
I think the title is quite appropriate. It's called Who's Knocking at My Door, and I think it's a guy in a white coat. It's 7:37 now. On the Steve Norris Swan Song. Got to play this before I go. Elton John. Daniel, my brother. Want you to call me. It's 7:53 with Steve Norris here on the last day from WSG and still 39 degrees. Fair weather today. Rain likely. It's even raining here in the studio right now. High today and tomorrow around 70. We've had several phone calls, Tommy, wanting to know about the other side of the record, which we're going to get to in a couple
of
minutes.
Yeah, I did want to tell you that we've had so much reaction to the first side of my new rock and roll record that we will get the new record. The other side is called Paralyzed.
Right, right. And
audience is left then after the playing of it.
It's a lovely, lovely ballad.
I think
a message song.
It is a message song, and I think it reflects my talent at its zenith.
Probably does.
Now,
yes.
The motion picture that tells it like it really was in one.
There is a Cumberland Capital office near you. One is located at 9002 Parkway East. We have another guest here this morning. Really, the purpose of his appearance is to quash a rumor that... contact will be run at this time in the morning. Such is not the case. Is it news director Dave Perry?
Actually, I've come in to check out the rumor that you're leaving.
You didn't know?
Always aggressive.
What kind of newsman? They've known around here for 2 weeks.
The always aggressive news department checking the rumor here. I thought I'd get it straight from you, Steve. Is it true that you're leaving WSG?
Very true, very true. I'll be starting.
Well, let me be the first to say congratulations.
thank you, David Rogers Perry.
Yes, Henry Stephen Norris.
Now that we've all got that out of the way.
Now the world knows your real name.
And yours too, so. You think that you ought to see Scotty Brink, his full name.
I don't think I want to know.
No, it's Scott Omar Brink. You ought to see his monogram jackets. It's 7:59. WSGN Birmingham. here on the last program, the last radio show with Steve Norris. We have a cast of thousands. We have a complete studio audience today. Our special guest from Television Land, Tommy, you're old enough to remember that. That's a Lant. Lant.
I want to get serious for just a moment.
Right, right. So could we send the children out? Send the children away.
I would like to get serious on Steve Norris' last program. Steve, you know the, as you called him, the general genial mangler.
Right.
Of the station is Ben McKinnon.
Right.
Who also hired me back in 1956.
He has been here...
Forever.
But right. He 20 years, I think.
He feels real badly about not being able
to... Oh, I thought you were going to say he feels real badly about hiring you.
Well, I'm sure he does. But he feels badly about not being here for your last show.
I realize. He tried. Why is he not here, incidentally?
Well, today is the day they're coming to repair his coffin.
Than ever. At 8:03 with Steve Norris on the last radio program from WSGN. John Bass is here. He came in early this morning. John is the guy who's going to be following me on the air this morning at 9 o'clock. He'll be the one when all the process servers come around with all the liability suits. He'll have to take those. Yes, John.
Yes, this is a present I thought I'd find for you. It took me about 2 weeks to find it.
Don't fall all over everything there,
okay.
John. You were out late.
Well, it took me about 2 weeks, in fact, because I had to search town-wide for something that I knew that you didn't have. And I knew
I'm not going to touch that line. With a
that you always wanted, and it's not from Louisiana either. I had it imported from the great state of Utah.
Ah,
so
what
here
is
it is.
What is it?
You can read it on the air.
My goodness. And funny that we should have played that, just as we did. It's after all the comments I made about Donny Osmond, it's an autographed picture that says, to Steve Norris, lots of good luck in St. Louis. Thanks for all the moral support. your friend Donny. I had a little trouble reading it because it was written in crayon.
Hello?
Hello, Junior. It's Mother.
Yes, Mother.
Rider Rents Trucks.
It's 8:05 at WSGN. One final thing with our special guest this morning, Tommy Charles. Due to a diminishing number of telephone calls that we've had wanting to know exactly what was on the other side.
I'm really amazed at the reception we've had so far.
I am, too. It's been... almost underwhelming.
It has been whelming. And, this record, I think, has great promise.
I think this is probably the best side.
There's no question. And I think it's the best thing I've ever done.
We're going to give it full exposure.
Only you could do it that way.
That's right. I am going to the show me state. Would you like to introduce the record here?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You would have thought it was by Elton John.
Reaching back into the archives of musical history.
Yes.
Tommy Charles' new record, Paralyzed.
Sounds like the lyrics were by Mrs. Myers, but that's a lovely song, Tommy.
I would like to give credit to Bob Kane for the trumpet solo.
Meet the roommates. Five swinging chicks.
Family Wagon Builder. Chevrolet. Building a better way.
It is 40 degrees outside. In 1965, which has been 8 years ago now, when I came to this radio station, one of the first employees that I ever met was a lady who has dropped by to visit with us today. She was the one responsible for all those commercials. Ladies and gentlemen, Drew Morris.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's been a long time.
It really has.
Right.
I'd love to thank you for inviting me to your party this morning.
Ah, yes.
Last program.
Right.
You know, it's getting to be kind of old hat, though, Steve. I've been to a lot of parties.
Yes.
But, you know, you're the only...
Most of them have been my going-away parties.
Right. You're the only one that gives parties for leaves of absence.
Right. All right. That's my first choice. It's called Armed and Extremely Dangerous and Wanted by the FBI, so I guess we could rule out L. Patrick Gray. It's 8:14 coming up with Steve Norris.
For years, we at Red Lobster have earnestly believed our seafood is America's greatest. Come to Red Lobster and decide for yourself.
There are two Red Lobster Inns in the Birmingham area. One is at 7601 Crestwood Boulevard. The other is at 1030 Montgomery Highway South. In Vestavia Hills, open daily at 11:30.
Today's the perfect day to get yourself or somebody in your family a 10-speed bicycle, absolutely free. Yeah, Long Lewis Ford for your free bicycle.
WSG and weather for my going-away day is fair weather today. You can hear what's happening.
What else?
Is this another one of Weidman's forecast?
The sun had to shine the day you leave.
I see. Fair today, but I'm not leaving until tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm staying around one extra day.
Not on the air, I hope.
No. This is it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea. And with the way the weather is going, sea could be the middle of Kansas. Fair today and tonight. Rain likely tomorrow. High today and tomorrow is going to be around 70, low tonight of 48. And right now in the Magic City, it's 40 degrees at 8:16 now.
Incidentally, yes. Steve, Keith Bars of Channel 6 was supposed to come up today.
Why isn't he here? I think...
You're doing editorial.
I have a suggestion, as long as I'm leaving. I think Channel 6 should do a Wish Me Well editorial in St. Louis.
Well, Keith Bars, who does the editorials...
be the most controversial one they've had. Yes, go ahead.
Keith Bars, who does the editorials, was going to come up and say goodbye to you. But he has just finished taping some of his editorials,
mm-hmm.
and he fell asleep during the playback.
Jerry Lee Lewis at 8:26. Drinking Wine, Spodioti with Steve Norris. Friday morning, the last radio program. We have a complete studio audience here. A little later on, we're going to be getting... Mesa Kincaid, come around and say a few farewells. We still have Tommy Charles with us. He reminds me of the old Chinese magician, On Too Long. But,
and going down the decreasingly brief list of those who wanted to wish you well.
Right.
Cousin Cliff was supposed to be here to say goodbye.
Yes.
But he's doing his magic act. And couldn't make it.
Where's that?
He's trying to make the ratings disappear at CRT.
I see. It's 8:27. One other thing that we want to mention. We do have a new singing group that is taking the world by storm.
Oh?
And they're going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. Stand by.
Now showing at Cobb's Super Cinema, the Green Springs 4 Theaters at number...
Ladies and gentlemen, we promised you a couple of minutes ago a new sensational singing discovery, and we have them with us here this morning. You've heard of Simon and Garfunkel. We have Zouchin and Strickland. Norm Zouchin from our sales department, and Penny Strickland from our sales department.
Me.
I'm not sure I want to be around for this, but if you're ready...
Lala.
You're ready.
Ready.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
right here on our show.
Thank you, Ed.
Right here, ladies and gentlemen, let's really, really bring him out on a really big show.
Me.
Zouchin and Strickland, let's really hear it now. All right, you're on.
Ready? Right. When the moon comes over the mountain.
At WSGN, Birmingham.
She's faced the hardest times you could see.
She is a wildflower. It's 8:33 with Steve Norris on WSG. The reason we were late, we were talking on the telephone here with another one of the staff members who can't be with us, the guy who's responsible for, and I mean responsible, for putting on all the wonderful Sunday night shows, Rodney Prince. Rodney?
Yes, hi, Steve. How you doing?
It's certainly been a pleasure. As you know, Rodney also ran the tapes on our Sunday night progressive rock show. And I heard it a couple of times, and Rodney did a magnificent job, and I hope we have people as technically qualified as you in St. Louis. What is going on back there? Are you still with us? You haven't hung up yet.
I'm still here, yes. I'm still here. You're doing a tremendous job.
Yes. Well, listen, man, lots of luck to you.
Thank you.
And I'm, you know, young, green, trying to get into radio. Got to have your head examined. But, anyway, Rodney, lots of luck, man.
Thank you.
Okay, man.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
One time I had a line broke, and I pulled one in this big with my bare hands.
Oh, come on. Returnable, resealable bottle. It's convenient and economical. It's the value bottle, available now in this area.
It is 8:35 at WSGN as we go into our last half hour of the last program with a cast of thousands today.
Incidentally, Steve, Commissioner Tom Glore called.
And what did he want?
Well, he's got a special project he wants you to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Because in his few months in office and
right.
in his diligent manner, he has discovered and wants you to check out the fact that there is definitely something buried under the golden arches at St. Louis.
I would like to also thank the fantastic singing duo of Zouchin and Strickland for dropping by this morning doing a cut from their new album called Zouchin and Strickland Sing the Hits of Winnie Ruth Judd.